Hey y'all, what's up? Welcome to the Coach Vaughn podcast. I'm Vaughn DiCarlo, aka Coach Vaughn, and Coach Vaughn is on. Today's quote comes from one of my favorites, Ayana Van Zant, who I had the pleasure of meeting when I was doing my radio show at SiriusXM. I had gotten notice that one of the people that was going to be in the building on a particular day was Miss Ayana Van Zant. And let me tell you something, I was ready. Now, I don't get starstruck by pretty much anyone. And I wasn't really starstruck by her. However, I did want her to sign my book. Her book, Acts of Faith, I had been holding near and dear to my heart for years. And I wanted her to sign it. So I accidentally bumped into her in the hallways at SiriusXM and I asked her to sign my book. And when I handed it to her, she said, "Chow, what did you do to my book?" And I said, "I learned from it. Thank you so much for everything that you have done for me and contributed to this world." And she signed it, "Beloved, when you can't, faith can." And I put it in this bag and that is where I keep it. As you can see, it doesn't even have a cover anymore. That's how often I used her book, Acts of Faith. But that's not the quote that I want to use. That was a personal quote. That's what she signed my book. I shared that with you. But that's not the quote I wanted to use today. The quote I wanted to use from Ayana Van Zant today is, "The way we do one thing is the way we do everything." And Lord, that just, does that not sink in deep? Let me read it again. "The way we do one thing is the way we do everything." Now, what does that mean? How can we internalize that for ourselves and for the world in general? I mean, if you take the political environment we're in right now, it's just crazy, right? It's been crazy since the Trump era that began in 2016 and beyond. We have, as American citizens, been super run amok with our political system and our politicians who are in office and supposed to be helping make life better in some kind of way, are not. They're making it worse. These are children. I think our children in school have more discipline and respect instilled in them than some of these politicians. It's utterly ridiculous. And there's so much crap happening in the world. And it's just like, what do we do? And even as comedians, like everyone takes the stab, the typical stab at the Biden-Harris office and themselves as people. I have participated in it. Obviously, I have my drunk comedy character that I stopped doing. And I'll get into that in a minute. And I also have my little hacky joke. I call it hacky because in retrospect, when I listen to myself having the same opinions as everyone else, I stop myself as a person and as a comedian. Because the joke I would do on stage is, "I don't know what's going on. I haven't watched the news since Joe Biden fell off the bike." And that will always get a laugh. And it was actually true. I tapped out of the news like for many different reasons, but I'm like, the last time I checked in, he fell off the bike. Y'all let me know what's happening. So on stage, that always gets a laugh. But when I really look at it, I'm like, this is participating in the same narrative that everybody is participating in, which the idea that Joe Biden is too old to be in office. Like, when has America truly been terrified of an old white man being in office? When? I don't think that that's really the issue, because there's usually an old white man as vice president that's going to replace him if he passes away during his term, right? But this time looks a little different, right? Right? So if Joe Biden passes while in office, who becomes president? Kamala Harris. You have your first woman president, your first Black woman president. Biracial Black is, she's a lot of different things other than Black, but I'm from the world of one drop of Black blood, you're Black. Doesn't matter how much cream you put in your coffee, you're Black. I digress. The point I'm saying is, this world called the United States of America that we're in, our small little world on this globe, America, Americans, will let the Roman Empire crumble before they let a woman in office. You could eliminate race. You could eliminate race just for the sake of the argument, because the world of the American citizens have already proven that with Hillary Clinton. Let me reiterate everything I just said, okay? The world already proved it with Hillary Clinton. They rather a pussy-grabbing, self-proclaimed bad guy, to say the very least, get in office and reverse Roe v. Wade before they allow a woman to be president. Doesn't matter the race. I can get into the argument that being a Black woman or a woman of color certainly makes it worse. But if you just take a little time travel back to the Hillary Clinton moments when she was running for president, and my point is proven, and everything under the sun in rotation, just like our quote says, the way we do one thing is how we do everything. Look at the United States of America. We're repeating the same habit, right? But we're doing it different. So that's why I zoomed out and I was like, why am I participating in this? Do I really believe what I'm saying, or is it just funny? Well, yeah, I believe it because it was true. I tapped out of the news. I tap in and out of the news all the time. You have to preserve your mind. You cannot allow all that extreme negativity into your mind on a daily basis. It will drive you crazy. So yes, I do tap in and out. And at the time, it was very true and it was very funny. It worked on stage and it led me into my drunk Kamala bits, which I also revamped. I didn't necessarily stop doing it, but I've revamped in my stand-up to address some of the things that I'm talking about now. So to reiterate everything I just said, in short, America has never been afraid of an old white man knocking at death's door being in office because there was an old white man to replace him. But in Joe Biden's case, his replacement would be the first woman president. And this world called the United States of America, this society that we are in, this our little world on this continent, will let the Roman Empire crumble before they let a woman be president. And this has already been proven with Hillary versus Trump. And there it is. And the other narrative that I would love for people to stop hopping on the train with is that Kamala Harris disappeared once we voted her in office. Democrats, and especially Black people, I see a lot of Black people saying, we voted Kamala into office and then she did nothing. She disappeared. She's like not doing her job. She's chilling. I'm like, when? Well, I see her all the time. That's the problem. That's the problem. She's out there talking. I see her more than Joe Biden. It already feels like she's the president. People hate on her like she's the president. And let me tell you something. Kamala Harris is going to be the most famous vice president in American history. No one will ever forget her name. Everyone already knows her name. You can't name other vice presidents. You can name a few, but people in America, the American education system has failed us, right? You can name presidents and maybe a few of the most famous vice presidents, Dan Quayle, Joe Biden himself, obviously Al Gore, who I wish would come fix this global warming because it is cold in California. But Mike Pence, Mike Pence don't count. Because Mike Pence is only famous because that fly landed on his head, okay? And the insurrectionists will never let us forget his name, because remember that beautiful chant? And I'm saying beautiful sarcastically for anyone who's going to go, she said hanging Mike Pence is beautiful. No, I'm being sarcastic. The insurrectionists, Trump supporters, Mike Pence supporters, on January 6th, the insurrectionists said over and over, hang Mike Pence. So they're not going to let us forget his name. Now, will they? It's hard to forget when they chant killing you and hanging you. But that's, you know, goes into my point. They will allow the United States of America to fall before they allow a woman to run things, even if she's more qualified. Okay? More qualified than her opponents. Now, listen, I understand we are in a world where you either, if you agree with one thing, that means you agree with everything. Or if you disagree with one thing, that means you hate them and disagree with everything. I am saying very loudly, I do not agree with everything that is happening during the Biden-Harris administration within it. I do not. I side on humanity 100% of the time. There's no in-between about it. And I don't care if you're blue or red, Democrat or Republican, independent. I don't care what you identify as. We are all human beings and we deserve our lives and our livelihood. We don't deserve to be tortured, punished, starved, killed, murdered, raped. None of these things are right. What you're not going to tell me, though, is that because of these things that are happening in the world, this is why you have to vote for Donald Trump in the 2024 election. I do what the kids, I'm going to say what the kids say, I call cap. Okay, that's a lie. Or that's a sheep mentality reasoning, because what are you trying to convince me? That if Donald Trump was in office, none of this would be happening? Really? The Donald Trump, are we talking about the same person? We're talking about Donald Trump. Donald Trump, who will kill a baby himself and hold it up in Times Square like, no, 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 look at him. Look at him. He deserved it. He deserved it. He wasn't loyal. He wasn't an American citizen. He crossed the border. That's who you want me to believe? Someone who would do whatever he wants to do and justify it is the point that I'm making, all right? I should probably leave my stand-up comedy bits out of the podcast because I mean, any part of comedy can be taken out of context these days, but whatever. I digress back into my point, which is if you want to vote for Donald Trump, vote for him. I am not in a position to tell anybody who to vote for any particular reason. Vote for who you believe deep down in your soul is going to do the right thing, whatever that right thing is. A lot of people are focused on a presidential election because that's what they want us to focus on. But really, the laws are made at the local level. And if we don't get it together and understand how our government works, we're doomed. But we're doomed anyway if we're just going to sheepishly just follow whomever. Because at the end of the day going to end. Like, why did I just quote Glorilla? I don't know. But I love Glorilla. She is. Cardi B and Glorilla is like my spirit animals. They get me so hype. But there's certainly a vulnerability about Glorilla and her music that I really enjoy. There's some authenticity there that you could just feel through her music and when she speaks. I really do enjoy Glorilla. Get them, Glow. You know, that's my hype song. I hype myself to that. But anyway, at the end of the day, whomever is president, right? We have these two choices every election. We have these two choices, and it's always the idea of picking the lesser of two evils. When are we going to have a collection of our minds together that says, we're done with this? We are done with this. Because I feel like most people these days, I don't know if people are actually going to even vote in the 2024 election. People are tapping out. People are tired. People are tired. They don't want to deal with it. They don't want to deal with it. Because they think that the answers are in these candidates. And they're starting to see that it's not. Every politician has to play the political game, right? So whomever is in office, there are going to be things that you agree with and things that you would disagree with. There are going to be good things that they do and horrific things that they do. That's every single candidate that has ever been in office. Not one president is exempt from this, including Trump. Like, there was things in during his presidency, I'd rather gag than say it, but there was points and things that I agree with. And then there was things that was horrific that I'm like, how is this the person at the forefront of our country? This is embarrassing, right? Same thing with Biden Harris. There are good things. There are things that they did for the people that, for instance, the student loan relief. Whoever thought that that would ever be a thing is not, this is not something that was in anybody's in imagination at any point. If you're saying it was, you are lying. No one ever thought that there would be a point in time where our government would relieve us of student loans, student loan debt. That's just one example. There's tons of other examples of the good things that came out of Biden-Harris during their term, right? And there's horrific things where you go, cease fire. Like, what? Stop. Don't fund this. Don't do that. And then as a regular everyday person that is not doing a deep dive and a research of the this and the that of politics and the whys, you're arguing on the surface level. And there may be things that are in their control, and there's things that are not, that maybe have to go through protocol. And it's just like, oh my God, I'm just trying to figure out how social media. I'm trying to figure out what to post. I'm trying to figure out when it hit the lottery on the algorithm again. You know, when is Instagram and TikTok going to say that I'm worthy? You know, we have meaning. We all have our own lives and our own day-to-day business that we have to take care of, from our frivolous life pursuits to our major life pursuits, and our family and our friends and people who are in our family are sick, and we have to take care of our loved ones, and we're losing people, and we're trying to hold on to people, and we're in and out of relationships, we're lonely, we're getting divorced. Justin Bieber has one of the most beautiful songs that I heard recently that I don't think people can hear. His song, I think it's called I'm Lonely. The lyrics of this song is so deep, and people just don't really tap into the meaning of it because he's Justin Bieber, because the idea of fame makes someone not human in so many people's eyes. Like, we can't have empathy for Justin Bieber because he's famous, because he experienced wealth and prosperity at a young age. And it's like, oh, this comes with the territory. No, I disagree with that. He's still a human being, right? And money does not solve all problems. And people without money always go, well, give me the money and I'll figure it out my damn self. But there has been many people that are very, very wealthy. They have committed suicide. And then there's people with very, very little wealth that live their life in a very peaceful, happy way. So what's the happy medium, right? Because I certainly don't want to be poor. I lived my life poor for a very long time. I have experienced growth in my life, in my career, to where I'm pretty comfortable, but I wouldn't consider myself wealthy. I mean, me and my little putt-putt driving around, I'm just happy I don't have a car payment, because I could put that money into a better apartment, right? I'm not a homeowner yet, none of those things. So it's not like I'm experiencing this vast wealth and I can have that perspective, but there has been many people that are famous and wealthy and they commit suicide. And there's people that live to be 100 years old and sweeping their porch and just happy that they got to meet their great-great-grandchildren and babysit them. You know what I mean? So What is the answer for you? Because as Ayala Van Zandt said, the way we do one thing is the way we do everything. So how are you going to live your life? What is your plan for yourself? What is your plan for your peace? What is your plan for your joy? I hate to get really cheesy and corny, but to change the world, you literally have to start with the man in the mirror. It's so cheesy, right? But I lean back on it. You see my t-shirt when I lean back. If you're watching the podcast as opposed to just the audio portion of it, I have on my merch today. It says meditate, levitate, be great. I love, that's my own personal mantra, right? I am certainly trying to find my peace and my joy. I want to be happy. I feel like I deserve to live in a space of peace and happiness. And I want to be very kind to myself. I want to stop beating myself up. I want to live in a moment. I want to breathe in a moment. I want to appreciate all the life energy that I have while I have the opportunity to have it, right? How are you going to live your life? Where is your peace and where is your joy? Because how you do one thing is how you do everything. So if you find joy at home, if you find peace at home, you'll find peace at work. You'll find peace in your car when you're driving and someone cuts you off. And instead of yelling, and they can't hear you anyway. Like, that's always my thing. Like, you're arguing with someone. You're having road rage alone. They cannot hear you. They are gone. They speeded away. They're gone. You let that person steal your joy, right? But if you practice every day staying calm, staying in the moment, easier said than done. Yes, I know. Please. I'd be ready to cuss people out every 5 minutes. Don't get me wrong. When I'm speaking from this perspective, I'm speaking not only to you guys, but I'm speaking to myself. This podcast is just as much for me as it is for you, right? This is me reminding me to stay in the light. This is me reminding me to be the bigger person for myself. This is me saying, hey, there's peace, love, and joy on the other side of the things that you don't want to do, the things that you don't want to discipline yourself to do, right? Find your moment. Have integrity in all of your moments. The way you do one thing is the way you do everything. So if you have integrity in your work, you're going to have integrity in your marriage. You're going to have integrity in your creativity. You're going to have integrity with your family. If you're a person of integrity, and we all fall off, we all make mistakes, we all get misguided, we all have our down, dark moments where we say, F it, I'm going to just do whatever. Nobody's perfect. But if the majority of the time you are a person that lives within a place of integrity and you have a moral compass, the majority of the time, you're going to be making those righteous decisions, right? So we're all just doing our best. We're all just doing our best. I'm not here again. I know nobody's Judge Judy, and I have made enough so-called mistakes or learning lessons in life, I should say, to where I could speak on these things, but that by no means does that mean I'm done, right? When you, let's say you're completely out of shape, you decided, hey, I want to be in shape. I want to be healthy. I want to be whole, right? You make that decision, start working out little by little. You don't give up. You're disciplined. You're very disciplined in your workouts. You do it as often as you're supposed to in your schedule. You're eating right, your diet and your exercise is matching, you are losing weight, and now you blink, and maybe several years have went by, and you have not only lost weight, but you have gained muscle, and you are in the best shape of your life. Do you then look in the mirror and go, okay, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to not go to the gym anymore. I'm going to replace this salad and this plant-based diet that I have, and I'm going to start eating cake and candy again. And expect that if you do those things, that now you're going to keep this amazing physique and this strength that you built over the past several years that it took you to get to that place. No. The answer is obvious. You have to keep doing things the way you were doing them. Because if you don't, guess what? You're going to fall off and it's going to be over. No, it's not going to be over. What's going to happen is you're going to gain weight. You're going to get weak. You're going to get sad. You're going to get upset. And then you're going to have to start all over. But the good thing is that you're going to, your mind, your body, and your soul is going to remember how you got there, and you could just start all over. There's never, you have a chance to redeem yourself at every point in life. It's not over until it's over. Until you take your last breath and you transition into full spirit, you have a chance to do it again. It's just like in basketball. There's 24 seconds on the shot clock, right? If you screwed up on that play, do you go sit down on the bench and cry? No. You get your ass on the other end, you play defense, you get that ball back on offense, and you slam dunk. If you miss the dunk, do it again. Do it again. And if you can't do it in game, guess what? Mamba mentality, all right? Do it in practice. Come early, leave late. Get your work done. Get your focus done. Get your discipline done. Same thing in comedy, right? If you have that mentality that, all right, every 24 seconds, I got a shot to slam dunk this joke. Oh, that didn't go well. Oop, foul on a play. Do you just leave the stage? Do you just, you got, I mean, if you're headlining, you got an hour. I hope you don't just leave. I mean, you're definitely, you don't have Mamba mentality if you just bail, right? No. No. You reset. You reset. Do your next joke. And you keep doing it, you keep doing it, you keep doing it, you keep writing, you keep getting up, you keep working your material out, and then boom, you're LeBron, you know, like me. Okay, all right. Everybody calm down. I know I'm not LeBron. To you, I'm LeBron to me. And that's fine. I could be the LeBron James of comedy. I'm already the Beyonce of comedy. Might as well be all the GOATs. I'm going to be all the GOATs, and I am my own GOAT. I'm my own favorite comedian. Okay. You guys have been fascinating today. Again, I am doing the Coach Juan podcast, not just for you, but for me. I'm listening back to these things that I'm saying, and I'm growing, I'm learning, I'm progressing, I'm expanding. And I'm so grateful that you guys are coming along for the ride with me. Some of you have been here for a long time listeners, long time subscribers, long time followers of my stand-up comedy journey and everything in between. And I love you sincerely. Now, don't take that personally. Don't send me flowers and start stalking me at my shows and stuff. Calm down with that. You know, I personally, if you want to support me, join my Patreon, buy a ticket to a comedy show, make sure you like, laugh, comment, share, subscribe, like do all the things you can do to help my numbers grow on social media. Share it with people that you think may also like my humor. Share this podcast with someone that you think might want to hear me yap into a microphone for a little while. You know, that's how you support. Showing up and, you know, doing weird stuff and sending me gifts and doing things that's a little too personal and scaring the holy bejesus out of me. That I don't call that support. So y'all chill out on that. And again, the way we do one thing is the way we do everything. And I hope that I have delivered to you another episode of the Coach Juan podcast with some inspiration, some giggles, and some things to think about. All right. So I will see you next time. Thank you for tuning in. And I hope you like my t-shirt. Meditate, levitate, be great. All right. I'll see you guys next time. Thank you for listening. I'm Vaughn DiCarlo, aka Coach Vaughn, and Coach Vaughn is out. Thank you for listening to the Coach Vaughn podcast. You can find me on social media at Vaughn DiCarlo across all social media platforms. Go to Funny Vaughn, V-O-N, funnyvaughnvon.com. That will give you links to everything that is Vaughn DiCarlo related, including my Patreon, where you can get exclusive content as well as links to my merch. If you want to get a Meditate, Levitate, Be Great t-shirt or a hoodie or a refined ratchet dad hat or beanie, got them all there for you. All right. So go visit funnyvaughn, V-O-N.com, and follow me on social media at Vaughn DiCarlo. Thank you so kindly for your support. I'll see you next time. Coach Vaughn out.